Good morning. Good morning, and my goodness. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, July 29th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I hope you're able to enjoy summer to some extent through all of this madness. It's very, very strange. And as one person observed recently, it seems that this mask thing now has become an accessorized sort of badge of honor for some people, which I think is absolutely bizarre. Ordinarily or otherwise healthy people carrying some, you know, thing that's typically thought of as reserved for sick people, and, you know, carrying that as a badge of honor is a very peculiar thing, I would say. And hopefully we can stave off the attempts to normalize that, because I think that would be horrifying. So hopefully you're not too engulfed in that kind of madness. But it's, you know, where can you escape what's happening? It's like, it's, you know, it's a weird version of a dystopic version of Groundhog Day, where, you know, every day you wake up and you think, okay, I'm just going to go to the store or the gas station or whatever. And you arrive and there are signs on the door and you remember, oh yeah. And I don't know about where you are, but where I am, it's a very strange thing to see these signs on the door that are very heavy-handed, very overbearing, you know, mask mandate, ordinance, these kinds of things. But then you walk in and people are acting normal. It's very, very strange. Speaking of cognitive dissonance. And so, you know, at some point this is all going to come to a head, and there are some very strange things happening. We've heard, you know, people have talked about the coin shortage, for example, and that's dubious to say the least. You know, some people seem to think it's a big deal, and then you find in other cases not such a big deal. But there are strange things happening in banking. Yesterday, AG Barr testified before Congress. That seemed pretty uneventful. I was keeping my eye on that during yesterday's broadcast, and it didn't seem very eventful. There was something else, though, that happened the day before I want to talk about here in a little bit. And tech CEOs are testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee: Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos, Sundar Pichai. So I'm sure, you know, this will undoubtedly be awful and eventful, unfortunately. I hope it turns out to be very uneventful, but we'll see. Anytime you get that many high-profile technocrats in a room at the same time, before Congress, no less, I would say nothing good can come from that, unless we're talking about antitrust or, you know, regulating these platforms as public utilities or something to that effect. So online platforms and market power is the kind of the subject, and so that'll be interesting undoubtedly. But I think what we'll do here at the bottom of the hour is play the rest of Polly's video that we played yesterday. I think the last part of the video is is very informative, and breaking it over a couple of days isn't necessarily a bad thing, I don't think. but before we get to that, real interesting. I briefly touched on America's Frontline Doctors yesterday, and I thought it was very, very interesting. You know, there's that expression, to know who rules over you. Just, you know, see who you're not able to criticize, essentially. There's a lot of content on YouTube, and the Tea Party Patriots, TP Patriots YouTube channel, streamed the America's Frontline Doctors Summit a couple of days ago. And the second session that was streamed included some very provocative screen sharing by Dr. Mobeen Sayed. And the reason it was provocative, you know, I talked a while back about a conversation with some folks, close friends and family, just some thoughts that I had that I shared that were part of a broader discussion among just a couple of friends. And basically it was, you know, in simple terms, along the lines of, it seems like what Bill Gates and what others are trying to do is create a virus, antivirus system for people. And that doesn't seem immediately clear to some folks. So let me clarify. What I mean is, you know, you have, for example, in Microsoft Windows, you have, there's antivirus software, right? So that you can whatever, you can keep your Windows operating system virus free. And there is the ongoing speculation, it's been marginalized and diminished over time, I think, but you know, the old guard remembers that, you know, most people looking back would say, you know, that essentially Bill Gates created viruses for the purpose of, you know, creating antivirus software. So what was interesting about Dr. Mobeen Sayed's screen share presentation on session two is that basically he seemed to validate the notion that what we see happening, particularly with the hardcore push for an mRNA vaccine candidate for COVID-19, is to create antivirus software
has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
So, who you're not allowed to criticize? Interesting. That YouTube would delete America's Frontline Doctors Summit Session 2 for violating YouTube's communitarian guidelines. I'm sorry, community guidelines. And it was mirrored, I guess you could say, over at Internet Archive, archive.org. You can find it there, America's Frontline Doctors Summit Session 2. I think maybe we'll play that. The top of the second hour, just the excerpt in question, you can decide for yourself. It's better if you see it, I think. I don't think you it just, I think it makes a lot more sense when you can see Dr. Mobeen Syed's screen share, his little drawings there. But very interesting. So basically what I was saying, you know, virus, antivirus in people, you know, we've heard about CRISPR. We've heard about that kind of related technology writing to your DNA, you know, instead of just reading it, instead of having a chip or something that can just read your DNA. What if we could write to your DNA? How cool is that? You know, and so, you know, for the programmers out there, what we're talking about is CRUD for people, basically create, read, update, and delete function, which is an acronym in software development. So hopefully that makes sense, you know, because I've posed this to a couple of people who say, I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean? Vaccines traditionally are a thing you inject in people. They're the technology at this point, the efforts being focused on are specifically in the mRNA vaccine candidates, the, you know, messenger RNA, the ability to write to your DNA. So to write a vaccine to your DNA. So in other words, hey, maybe we could have this device, which, by the way, is why I was talking about Inovio months ago being the candidate. Most likely they are developing mRNA vaccine candidates, but they have their delivery platform, which is what I was talking about. So, you know, what you know, Anthony Fauci and, you know, others have been saying it's probably going to be more than one dose, probably be a seasonal COVID. So imagine a vaccine platform, delivery platform, where basically you become the, you know, like the Windows operating system. And so we'll give you this chip that will, anytime there's a new virus floating around out in space somewhere, we'll send an update to the chip that we put inside you, and the chip will write an mRNA antivirus update to your DNA. That's kind of what they're talking about. So you listen to Dr. Mobeen Syed, and that seems to his presentation at the beginning of America's Frontline Doctors Summit session 2 seems to validate that notion. And it's even more fascinating when you understand what he's saying about how this virus works. And it's also interesting to note, I think, that he was talking specifically about hydroxychloroquine and how it works to fight the virus or weaken the virus's ability to do what it does, which actually is writing, you know, messenger RNA to your cells and sort of doing the Smith thing. If you remember the Matrix, the final Matrix in the Matrix trilogy, Agent Smith is creating copies of himself. That's essentially what the virus is doing. And hydroxychloroquine weakens the ability of the virus to clone itself, essentially, by reducing your body's acidity, creating a more alkaline environment. And that's also interesting because we've heard over the years and talked about the fact that, you know, cancer and disease and everything seems to flourish in an acidic environment. And what are all of these foods and things, these Franken foods that we're being fed, what do? Do they create an alkaline or an acidic environment? Just a side note. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Before we get back to Polly's video, speaking of America's Frontline Doctors, the Tea Party Patriots YouTube channel, there are a number of other videos that they've done, including the Second Opinion Project, which has a number of great entries in it, I would say. Videos, for example, Second Opinion Project, Doc, This Is Not the America We Know. Second Opinion Project, Pediatrician, Kids Are Feeling Isolated. Fear caused the lockdown, not the virus. Kids wearing masks in school makes no sense. Lockdown degrading medical care. casualties of non-COVID cases, elective surgery delays harm patients, people avoiding cancer screenings due to COVID fear. And it's also interesting that folks have noted that children are healthier than ever not going in and getting their shots. And SIDS cases are down. So some, you know, narrative, the narrative reinforcement police, the narrative reinforcement brigade is on the roll trying to buttress the narrative that, you know, you need to get all these things. Anyway, without further ado, I want to conclude Holly's video that we played the first half of yesterday, her most recent, the kind of the second part or the follow-up to her video titled, Is This Torture? This one is titled, Your Body Is Their Weapon. We're all patients now. Go ahead, please.
Body, or probes his psyche. Bedridden, deprived of contact with others, starved for human interactions, the patient bonds with his caregiver, hence pathological phenomena such as the Munchausen syndrome. Trauma bonding, akin to the Stockholm syndrome, is about hope and the search for meaning in the brutal and indifferent, nightmarish universe of the hospital or the outpatient clinic. That all applies to what we're going to. We are all in an open-air outpatient clinic right now, wouldn't you say? Stockholm syndrome, by the way, comes from an incident in Sweden where a group of people were taken hostage, and in the end, after days of it, they started to defend their kidnappers. They started to defend and identify with the hostage takers. Why? Because the hostage takers were their only route to freedom. That's what they thought. They should obey them. They should listen to them. They should agree with their arguments. And after this goes on for a period of time, you forget that there's another way because you're so traumatized. You forget that you can hold on to yourself through the process and work towards a rescue. And I believe with COVID, it's even more dangerous because they're all telling us there's no rescue. There's nobody coming for you. We have to fight the invisible enemy, and you're part of it. And we're in a war against an unseeable surprise attack enemy. The medical system invades your body, probes your psyche, deprives you of contact with others, starves you for human interactions. And thus you bond with them. You bond with the doctors and Anthony Fauci and the World Health Organization, whatever punk they trot out on the news, who probably doesn't even have a medical degree, is just some kind of public health wog policy guy. I feel like that's what we're living through right now. The bonding is especially strong when the doctor and the patient form a dyad and collaborate in the rituals and acts of treatment. For instance, when the victim is asked to select the implements and the types of surgery to be inflicted, or to choose between two equally vile and agonizing cures in quotation marks. Well, I see that all over the place. Here, guys, you can have a nice plastic face shield or a medical mask or a mask with watermelons on it, or you can look like something out of like a science fiction horror movie like this guy down here. You choose your implement of torture. Here's another false choice between two equally vile and agonizing quote-unquote cures, with this Kentucky couple put under house arrest, forced to wear ankle monitors for refusing to sign self-quarantine order because apparently they tested positive. You can voluntarily imprison yourself, or we'll do it for you with this piece of kit, all because you don't believe you're sick, and we are insisting that you are. And what about the vaccines? You have a choice. You can just not send your kids to school, or you can get a vaccine. That is not a real choice. That is two equally vile and agonizing, quote unquote, cures. And of course, now they're stopping people from even getting food at the grocery store if they won't wear a face mask, citing the fact that it's a private company and it can do what it wants. Well, this is fascism, people. This is why fascism works so well. The government wants to implement draconian measures, but it can't because it's against the Constitution. It's against all of the laws. But if they support a private company through giving them government contracts and giving them tax breaks, then the company is happy to oblige, break the law, violate the Constitution, because technically it doesn't apply to them. Okay, I'm getting away from Sam's article. Let's go back to it. Obsessed by endless ruminations, demented by pain and a continuum of sleeplessness, the patient regresses, shedding all but the most primitive defense mechanisms. Splitting, narcissism, dissociation, projective identification, introjection, and cognitive dissonance. The sick person constructs an alternative world, suffering in extremis from depersonalization, derealization, and all kinds of other things. Some patients come to crave pain because pain is like a decoration for valor and courage under fire, something to be proud of and flaunt. That, to me, is our victim culture. It's our victim culture. I'm the most hurt. I'm the most weak. I was the most traumatized. That's how we perceive that we get points and strength in this culture, that our social status is actually elevated by being the weakest.
So that our social status is actually elevated by being the weakest. It's interesting, you know, if you take what she's talking about, the victim psychopathy, and sprinkle in a little bit of the current Marxist-Leninist brand of communitarianism that we are marinating in, you get Fight Club, essentially. And the, like I've said, the victim psychopathy narrative is construed as the, you know, the bully is actually construed as the victim, and whoever is the biggest victim wins. It's like Fight Club meets Hunger Games. It's a really weird scenario, I think. Anyway, please continue.
It's a total inversion. Illness can be perceived as reprogramming the patient to succumb to an alternative exegesis of the world proffered by the medical profession. Well, boom! It is an act of deep, indelible, traumatic indoctrination. The sick typically swallow whole and assimilate the doctor's point of view and their opinions regarding the patients as objects, statistics, or corpses in the making, and at times, as a result, are rendered suicidal, self-destructive, or self-defeating. That is exactly what's happening right now. We are moving from one worldview to the next, and the next worldview is all about the medical system and their idea of how the world should work. Here's a quote by Thomas Jefferson. I did not confirm that this was the right quote, but if people let government decide which foods they eat and medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. Back to the article. The sick develop compulsive rituals to fend off obsessive thoughts. Depression and anxiety are very common. Self-directed aggression also occurs. The patients feel ashamed and guilty. His sense of self-worth and self-esteem are crippled. Well, that is exactly what the torturers want to achieve. This is an excerpt from the CIA's Kubark Counterintelligence Interrogation Manual. And it says that these no-touch torture techniques, psychological torture, has the goal of generating maximum pressure, or at least as much as is needed to induce compliance. The difference is that the pressure is generated inside the interrogatee, the subject. It's generated inside. They don't do it. We do it to ourselves because of the psychological manipulations they're putting us through. The target's resistance is sapped. His urge to yield is fortified until, in the end, he defeats himself. I just got to make a note here. That's what's happening. And I feel it too, believe me. But when we go to the stores and we just wear a mask, we just wear it because we just can't be, like, it's too hard. We always get the eye rolls. We always get people look at us sideways. We sometimes have to have actual face-to-face confrontations with people. It's very uncomfortable. It's extremely draining. And the process is hard enough as it is, right? So we just wear the masks. We just do whatever they ask because it's easier. What are we doing when we do that? We are defeating ourselves. We are defeating ourselves. I get it. There's some places right now where you cannot get groceries unless you put the mask on. You have to do it. I understand. You're forgiven. But then do something else. Educate people while you're there. Resist something else. Go to town hall meetings. Make your objections known. Claim a medical exemption anywhere you can. Look into it because they are available. They are available. And in some cases, they will apply to you even when you think they don't. That's the case where I am. Don't defeat yourself, for goodness sake. That is the worst kind of defeat. Wouldn't you agree? Okay, this is the last excerpt I want to read you from the article. Bystanders resent and shun the sick because they make them feel anxious. The ill threaten the healthy person's sense of security and her much-needed belief in predictability, justice, and a rule of natural law. A weird thing is happening right now with bystanders. Bystanders resent and shun the sick because they make them feel anxious. Well, what happens when everybody is supposed to be sick? We are all patients. We are all sick, secretly or otherwise. What happens to that dynamic right there? Do bystanders resent and shun the sick? Or have they started resenting and shunning the healthy and strong? As I wrote here, the people who view themselves as part of the prevailing victim culture, whether consciously or not, are those most ready to submit to lockdown measures, wearing masks, and all of it. And then they look at those of us who are not wearing masks as if we are acting entitled, which is normally the purview of the victims. Because they must be saying to themselves, are the non-mask wearers really sick? If they're sick, they should be wearing a mask because they're the immunocompromised people, right? So why aren't they wearing a mask? And shouldn't they be too scared to not wear a mask if they're already sick? Why are the stores letting sick people off the hook? Wait, maybe they're lying. Maybe they're not sick and they just don't want to wear a mask, in which case I should hate them. But if they're really truly sick, I should help them. What I'm talking about here is demonstrated pretty perfectly in this CBC article, where they're talking to a man who, in spite of his cystic fibrosis and his respiratory problems, which are chronic, he has decided not to claim his medical exemption. You see what they're doing there? This guy's a hero. This guy is one of our good old traditional victims. This guy's body has been turned into a torture device for so many years that he now has absorbed the worldview of the medical system. And right now, the medical system is insisting that everybody wear masks, etc. So this guy is actually going against what is best for him so that he can please his masters, the medical system. Also, of course, bonus points, he's serving to shame other people who claim the medical exemption. This is another example of them coercing the rest of us into compliance with their medical tyranny worldview. I don't know. I hope this article by Sam Vaknin, I hope I did it justice. I hope you can see how it translates. I'll reiterate my question. Are they making us all into chronic patients who will become helpless to and even complicit in our own torture through a contrived dependence on medical experts? I think it's a very interesting question. I think Sam Vaknin's article is worth you going to read, so I'll link to that in the description box. And other than that, I'm going to stop talking now. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Are they making us all into chronic patients who will become helpless to and even complicit in our own torture through a contrived dependence on medical experts? And, you know, again, this is a very small coterie of folks. Most people don't realize. I mean, I spent a considerable amount of time early on in this nightmarish psychological operation talking about Johns Hopkins and related institutions, how they are, you know, I have mentioned repeatedly, even lately, Angus Bergen mentioning in that Imagining a New Moral Economy talk, which is weird, as one of the panelists saying, When the crisis arrives, the time for reimagining has already passed. The reimagining happens before the crisis. They put the reimaginers put ideas on the shelf for policymakers to grab. And so at the time of crisis, policymakers can just reach to the shelf and grab something to experiment with. And like I said, where does the, you know, who puts that on the shelf? Where does that come from? So Johns Hopkins is a very powerful, influential, connected institution. Rockefeller backing, Gates Foundation backing, and there are some specific ideas that come out and are floated and experimented with from Johns Hopkins. Anyway, we'll continue when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Side note, I mentioned tech CEOs testifying before the House Judiciary Committee this morning. That starts in here at the top of the hour in a few minutes, but it's being, some outlets are dubbing it, you know, soon lawmakers grill Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg. Whenever you hear that, I would say beware, lawmakers grill. That usually is a foreboding of some sweeping change that's coming. Some conscripted lawmaker will say, you know, so-called lawmaker, they're really not. It's not law. It's public policy. And again, the public policy, they're called policymakers, but they're not. They introduce these things. In many cases, they have no involvement in writing. They reach to the shelf, as Angus Bergen said. But when you hear lawmakers grill, that usually is, you know, problem, reaction, solution kind of language. We have this problem, and here's the reaction, and you need to do something about this, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, Tim Cook. It's the tail wagging the dog. So that'll be interesting. Beyond that, though, back to what Polly was saying, you know, I began the week intimating a conversation that I had that I'm sure is probably familiar to many, where, you know, maybe you've talked to a friend or a family member, a coworker, somebody who says, you know, these people who won't wear masks, they're making it more difficult for the rest of us. And so, you know, the person with whom I spoke said, I've asked these people because I genuinely want to know what their concerns are, because they're always spouting about how this mask mandate violates my constitutional rights. And so I ask, how does it violate your constitutional rights? And I thoughtfully considered that over the weekend. And, you know, I offered the point of clarification. Obviously, for those unaware, there are no constitutional rights. There are powers granted to government in the Constitution, and there are rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights, but those are rights including but not limited to, is the language you will read in the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution. So that's just a point of clarification. Anything man can give, man can take away. So the operative concept there is that these are rights that are unalienable. They cannot be given away or taken away. I've talked about John Adams, the way that the language that he used in referring to James Otis' defense of the Boston merchants in John Adams' letter to William Tudor, June 1st, 1818, I believe. And the series of letters after that every American, I think, should be familiar with to understand these concepts. Because now we're at a point where, you know, James Corbett did a video a week ago, Your Body, Their Choice, which is very similar to what Polly did, very similar to what, you know, many other channels have been doing lately, talking about this. So it's high time that we apprehend what our founding documents actually articulate and the sentiments they represent. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.